You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I don't know what was worse last night, our podcast performance or me having to watch a couple episodes of the new Sex and the City. What is it called? And Just Like That. Yeah, And Just Like That, our bankroll disappeared last night. So let's don't talk about Friday night. Let's focus here on Saturday. We're going to lead off with one of the greatest traditions in all of college football. It is Army and Navy. We're going to play Navy plus 7. So this game has gone under 15 consecutive games. But with a total of 35, I just couldn't touch it. Army has had a solid season, winning 3 in a row coming into this one. But Navy has covered 7 of their last 9 games. They lost to Cincinnati and SMU by only 7 this year. This team was terrible to start, but they have significantly improved. So I'm on the midshipmen plus the 7 against the cadets. Now we go to the FCS College Football Playoffs, where we're going to play all 3 games today. Game number 1, Montana State, plus 7 at Sam Houston State. So our guy Sam Herder from Hero Sports, he likes Sam Houston to win this one, but only by 4. The spring champions will be on upset alert tonight. Montana State is a dang good football team, and their head coach Brett Vegan is no stranger to playoff success with his North Dakota State pedigree. I'm on the Bobcats of Montana State, plus the 7 at Sam Houston State. Next up, we go to Fargo, North Dakota, where it is East Tennessee State, plus 25.5 over North Dakota State. Sam likes North Dakota State in this one by only 25. North Dakota State has won 8 national championships since 2011. North Dakota State is averaging 281 yards per game on the ground. Their D is top notch, and the Fargo Dome is one of the toughest places to play in the country. So why play East Tennessee State? Well, I think NDSU is going to get caught looking ahead. Their rival James Madison won last night in their quarterfinal game, setting up what should be a highly anticipated semifinal matchup in Fargo. So I'm going to take the road team today in East Tennessee State, plus the 25.5, hoping to avoid the early route. Next up on the card, it is Villanova, plus 7 over South Dakota State. So Sam likes South Dakota State, but by only 4 in this one. The Wildcats are getting no respect. They are ranked number 5. They beat James Madison this year. They are at home, and yet they are the 7-point underdog. Let's see what happens. I'll take the plus 7 team at home with a little chip on their shoulder. We're on Villanova, plus 7 over South Dakota State. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we're going to play Seattle, minus the 1.5 over Columbus at a plus 155. So the Kraken are 6-8 at home. Last time out, they lost 3-0 against Winnipeg. The Blue Jackets are 4-8 on the road. Last time out, they lost 2-1 against Anaheim in a shootout. Both teams have lost 2 straight, but Seattle was 5-1-1 prior to the last 2 losses. So I'm going to take the Kraken at home tonight, minus the 1.5 at a plus 155. Next up, we go to the Association, where in the NBA, we're going to play the Rockets and the Grizzlies under the 222. So the Grizzlies have gone under in 4 straight, including last time out against the Lakers. Meanwhile, the Rockets are 13-11 to the under this year after pushing the total last night against Milwaukee. Back-to-back situation here for the Rockets as they're on the road again. I'm taking the under 222 between the Rockets and the Grizzlies. Next up, we go to college basketball, where we did not lock in the overnight lines like we normally do. So things have been crazy moving on us today. So game number 1, our play of the day is Ohio State minus 4.5 over Wisconsin. So the Badgers rallied from 25 down and covered for us on Wednesday, and I had to sing the school song. Meanwhile, Ohio State cruised to an 11-point victory over Townsend. Ohio State has proven that they have a high ceiling this year with wins over Duke and Seton Hall. So I'm going to lay the 4.5 with the Buckeyes today over Wisconsin. Next up, we're going to play Valpo, -4.5 against UNC Charlotte. So UNC Charlotte has lost 4 of 5, including a 20-point loss at Arkansas in their last performance. The 49ers have a nice win this year at App State and a home win against George Washington, but nothing else really on the resume. The Brown and Gold, meanwhile, they've covered 4 of 5 and have upset wins over Tulane and Jacksonville State during that stretch. The key here, though, is former Wisconsin guard Kobe King is back in action for Valpo, and he could be a game changer. So I'm going to take the Brown and Gold -4.5 against UNC Charlotte. We continue the chalky trend with Tulsa -3 over the Salukis of Southern Illinois. So the Salukis are 5-3. They've won 3 straight and have a nice upset win over Colorado on the resume. Meanwhile, Tulsa has lost 4 of 5, and they're 4-5 overall this season. Tulsa has put together some great 5-minute stretches of basketball this year. Today, I hope they give us 40 good minutes of basketball. I'm on the Golden Hurricane, -3 at home against the Salukis. Next up, we're going to play Drake, -3 over Clemson. So this is a neutral site game in Atlanta, part of a great tournament, by the way. I'm hoping all of the other fans cheer for the small school. Clemson has lost 4 of 5, including a 5-point loss to Miami last time out. Drake is only 1-7 against the spread, but I still love this team, and the line value continues to improve. The Bulldogs have won 3 straight heading into this one, and this is their last Power 5 opponent on the schedule. I expect them to shine bright tonight in the big city. I'm on the Bulldogs of Drake, -3 over Clemson. Next up, we head out west. San Jose State +1.5 over Pacific. So Pacific is 2-5 with wins over Arkansas, Pine Bluff, and Chicago State this year. They are 0-5 straight up and against the spread when the spread is 4 or less. San Jose State is 4-4, but they are 4-0 at home, straight up and against the spread. This should be another nail biter for head coach Tim Miles, but I'm going to take the Spartans +1.5 at home over Pacific. Next up, we go to St. Louis, where it is the Billikens -7 over Boston College. So this is the Power 5 team on the road at a mid-major. A little surprised to see the line at 7, considering BC has back-to-back wins against Notre Dame and South Florida. The Billikens have back-to-back losses against UAB and Belmont after upsetting Boise State on the road. St. Louis expects to be in the at-large conversation come March. They need this one, and it's against a Power 5 at home. I'm going to take the Billikens. I think they win by double digits tonight. It is St. Louis -7 over Boston College. Then our final game on the card today, it is St. Thomas of Minnesota +6.5 over Montana State. So Montana State is 5-4 after crushing North Dakota State by 19 last time out. Meanwhile, the Bobcats have won 5 of 6, but this will likely be the loudest crowd of the season. This is the big game for St. Thomas, first Division I opponent since making the leap from Division III to Division I this year. Yeah, they skipped Division II somehow. The Tommies kept it within 10 at Drake on Sunday. They've had all week to get ready for this one, so I like St. Thomas +6.5 over Montana State. So let's recap your card for Saturday. It's a big one. It is Navy +7 over Army. In FCS football, we're taking Montana State +7 at Sam Houston State. We're on East Tennessee State +25.5 over North Dakota State. We're on Villanova +7 over South Dakota State. In the NHL, we like Seattle -1.5 over Columbus. That's at a +155. We're on the Rockets and the Grizzlies under the 222. Then in college basketball, we like Ohio State -4.5 over Wisconsin. We're on Valpo -4.5 over UNC Charlotte. We're on Tulsa -3 over Southern Illinois. We like Drake -3 over Clemson. We like San Jose State +1.5 over Pacific. We like St. Louis -7 over Boston College. And we like St. Thomas +6.5 over Montana State. That's probably as chalky as you will ever see in college basketball for us. But as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.